Some activists call recent statements from the Vatican a breakthrough on the HIV/AIDS front as well. Pope Benedict is quoted in a new book suggesting that the threat of HIV could outweigh the Catholic Church's opposition to the use of condoms. The comment sparked widespread reaction. In Africa, which has a raging HIV/AIDS pandemic and growing numbers of Catholics, the groundbreaking comment was welcomed by many. The Pope's words and clarifications from the Vatican just yesterday were a sharp departure from Benedict's comments during a visit to Africa last year, when he said that distributing condoms may actually increase the HIV problem there. More than 20 million Africans are believed to be HIV positive, and nearly 20% of the continent's 1 billion people are Catholic. I'm joined now by Felix Mwanza, an AIDS activist with the Treatment Advocacy and Literary Coalition in Zambia. He's in the capital. Thanks so much, sir, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I wonder if you can tell us, Zambia is a majority Catholic country. How are the comments being received there?
This could not be a better gift in as far as HIV and AIDS organizations are concerned. We found that it was a bit problematic to discuss the issue of the condoms in churches, but the pronouncements from the pontiff actually has given us encouragement to do our work in churches.
Are you expecting the Catholic Church to be more involved now in promoting the use of condoms to prevent HIV infection?
Naturally, when the leader speaks, then the rest of the people are supposed to take that particular directive. In this particular regard, we are hopeful that the rest of the Catholic clergy are going to take up this particular matter and systematically start, you know, talking about this particular issue in the various, you know, sections of their churches.
But I hear that there's been some confusion about the comments there. I've read that some churches support them and some are insisting there's been no change in Vatican policy. Is that confusing to the Catholic people?
Yeah, it could be a bit confusing, but the truth of the matter is that those are the ways that were coming from the pontiff himself. I know there could be conservatives in some other circles, but right now I think sticking our heads into sand is not going to help. You know, condoms have been proven to be very, you know, essential tools of prevention of HIV and AIDS, and also they've been proven to be very good tools in as far as prevention of unplanned pregnancies. So we hope that the church are going to take this particular statement from the pontiff with both hands and roll it out down every, you know, section of their congregations.
You've been working in church communities there and on AIDS awareness and prevention programs. How have people in Zambia been reacting to the idea of condoms?
Well, I think it was a bit of a problem initially because a church is supposed to be a sacred place. And when you talk about condoms, everyone will just go, wow. But look, right now, I think the thing has started changing. When you talk about the condoms and its effectiveness in as far as prevention of HIV, the church has started changing, and I think they've started embracing this particular idea. We have some church groups that have been ordering condoms through our organization, and this is an indication that they have started taking the message well.
I ran across a 2003 study and an article from 2008 that suggests that the use of condoms doesn't help all that much as a primary HIV prevention in Africa, partly because not enough people are using them and partly because a lot of the people in Africa that are being infected are in steady relationships already and people don't use them as much in steady relationships. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that is very true because when people are in a steady relationship, they don't see the need of using a condom. But on the contrary, those few people that have been using the condoms, right now they're HIV negative, an indication that condoms really work.
Okay. And now that the Pope has said this, are you looking forward to people being more willing to use condoms and helping to make the rate of HIV/AIDS go down?
Yes, that's the idea. And we're also actually calling on other churches apart from the Catholic Church to start talking about the issue of the using of condoms within their church circles.
And really briefly, sir, how serious is the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Zambia right now? How many people are infected?
Well, Zambia is ranked number 7th in the world, and about 1 million people are actually living with HIV infection. And that represents a prevalence rate of 14.3%. So the country is very much affected in as far as the HIV and AIDS pandemic is concerned.
Okay. We'll check back with you and see how this is going in the coming months. Felix Mwanza is an AIDS activist with Treatment Advocacy and Literary Coalition in Zambia. He joined us on the line from the capital. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Next, to a clarification on an issue we discussed on this program on Monday. The U.S. Senate last week approved more than $4.5 billion in settlements to remedy longstanding discrimination and mismanagement claims against the federal government. The funding stems from alleged denials or underpayment of aid to black farmers and allegedly mismanaged trust funds for Native Americans. The language we used suggested that only Native American farmers were to receive payments from the settlement when the settlement actually reaches well beyond farmers. It deals with complaints from 300,000 individual Native Americans of all backgrounds who said the government mismanaged royalty payments for natural resources mined on tribal lands. Meanwhile, Native American farmers who specifically faced discrimination involving farm loans from 1981 to 1999 reached a separate settlement last month that doesn't require action by Congress but still must be approved by the courts.